for the Blackhawks here in the seventh. Tying run at the plate. 1-1. Here comes the pitch down low, and it bounces by. Both runners are going to move on now. Myers goes to third. Hillebrand at second. Base knock would get River Valley within one run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bearing back to the circle, ready to work. Here's the pitch, ripped to right field, down the line. It's going to get in there and roll all the way to the fence. It's going to be a one-run game now. Both runs scored. Big hit for Brooklyn Stokes, and it's 8-7. And the tying run is at second base for River Valley. How about that? Time called. Platteville will take time now as their coach comes out of the dugout. Blackhawks have just kept it going. The low fuel light's been on, but they are still believing. And Stokes at second base gets a double with two RBI, and that brings up Anna Hegland in just a moment. Hegland will be following this conference at the mound. She's been on twice, hit by a pitch. She has grounded out to drive home a run, and she has struck out. So the important person right now is at second base, trying to get this thing back to even tonight. Boy, River Valley with a huge seventh inning. Five runs across here in the inning. Gladville with three in the third, one in the fourth, four in the seventh. 1-1 and now five. And here's Hannah Hegland. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Haley Williams started the inning for River Valley. She is due next. Winning run at the plate here for the Blackhawks. Here's the nothing and one. It is strike two call. Two strikes on the batter. Stokes back to second base. Two strikes. Two away. 8-7 Platteville. Here's Schnaring with a pitch. Bounce slowly to second base. Hegland trying to beat it out. It's not going to be in time. She won't beat it out. It's a throw from Schnaring to Key, and that will do it. This ball game ends, and it belongs to Platteville today. 4-3 put out in the inning for Platteville. They score a total of five times. The River Valley Hawks, I should say, score a total of five times. They had a couple of big hits in there as well. There were no errors, and one left aboard. Today's final in seven innings. Platteville hangs on for an 8-7 victory over River Valley. The Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO Radio. Platteville survives with an 8-7 victory here today, holding off River Valley, and a really big inning for them came in the seventh inning as they plated those four runs, and that takes us to the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. We go with the single to knock in two for Platteville's Kennedy Shea, two RBI hit in the seventh. That provided what turned out to be the winning run, and Platteville hangs on for the victory. That's the turning point, sponsored by Duncan. Look for your rewards points, and all kinds of great things. Check it out at Dunkin' Donuts. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Our post-game show continues on WRCO Radio. Montville wins it by a score of 8-7 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference softball. They scored three times in the third, one in the fourth, and four in the seventh. River Valley with one run in the third, one in the fourth, five in the seventh. The Blackhawks made it exciting, but Platteville hangs on for the victory. The win goes the way of Kennedy Shea, who started the game, walked four, gave up four hits, and struck out two. Michaela Schnering came on in relief, wound up walking a pair and striking out a pair and giving up three hits. Tessa Schluter goes the distance for River Valley today. And overall, she had a couple of moments where she laid down several in a row, had six putouts in the middle innings, and winds up striking a total of three batters out. And from there, she walked, what, one batter? Hit a couple of batters in that seventh inning, and River Valley took advantage. Big hit for River Valley in the seventh inning was the two RBI single by Destiny Gilbertson, and then the two RBI double by Brooklyn Stokes that got him within one run, but it wasn't enough. Stokes winds up with three hits in the top of the order for Coach Jane Briel tonight. Also, a couple of hits for Leah Makarowski. She has two hits, walked and scored. Destiny Gilbertson with two singles for three, and she walked. And a couple of scores for Ella Hillebrand as well for River Valley. On the other side for Platteville, Michaela Schnering at the top of that order has a couple of hits, two for four, scores a couple of times. Delaney Johnson with a double and two RBI scored a run, and an RBI hit for Jackson Bergen, a double for Emma Graney. Claire Hoosier has a hit, and number nine hitter Maggie Gravent is two for four as well. With the win, Platteville improves to 5-3 in the Southwest Conference. They are 7-8 overall. River Valley is now 10-10, and they are 6-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Next up, some more games. Again, the seeding meeting coming up a little bit later on tonight for Southwest Conference, and teams across the state, many will be seeded, and hopefully those pairings are out later this weekend. Platteville has a game with Prairie du Chien on Monday, and they'll play at Lancaster on Tuesday. River Valley with a game against Platteville today ends out this part of the schedule. I believe they have one more, and they do. That'll be against Prairie du Chien here at River Valley High School on Tuesday. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. And once again, our final score tonight on the line, score for Platteville, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 7 left on. River Valley, 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and 9 left on. The final score tonight, Platteville wins it, 8-7. Bill Nee saying, good night, everyone. Enjoy more high school sports. Lots of opportunities tomorrow coming up with all kinds of meets and games. It should be a good day to watch some high school sports and support the local young people. We'll be back at River Valley coming up on Monday for a makeup baseball game. Until that time, we wish you the best. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms as well in Southwest Wisconsin. 8-7 Platteville, your final in area girls softball tonight. From WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Saturday will be a busy high school sports day. Monticello New Glarus plays at River Ridge in area softball, Reedsburg at Lacrosse Logan, Monticello New Glarus at Waseca Steuben. Also in softball action, Belmont will host a softball tournament. Teams that will be there include Belmont, Cuba City, Broadhead, Pecatonica, and River Valley. Ithaca is hosting a tournament tomorrow in softball and in baseball. Fenimore and Westby will be there for baseball tomorrow with action getting underway at 10 o'clock on the Ithaca baseball diamond. North Crawford plays at Belmont in baseball tomorrow, Waupun at Viroqua, Edgewood at Platteville, Highland at Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien at Lacrosse Central, Sparta at Reedsburg, Richland Center plays at Viroqua, North Crawford at Lafarge, River Valley is at Mount Horeb, Lancaster is at Riverdale for games tomorrow, and Waseca Steuben plays at Riverdale as well. That is a busy Saturday just ahead of the WIAA softball tournament and seedings and pairings that will come out for baseball next week as well. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
together. I try to think about Shakespeare, leave you, the Beatles on the Rolling Stones. I try to think about hairdos, tattoos, sushi bars and saxophones. I try to think about the talk show, new clothes, but I guess I should have known. I just can't concentrate. You're all I think about these days. You're all I think about these days.
Patti Loveless was I Try to Think About Elvis on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you some music till the top of the hour this evening, hoping your Friday night is a good one. And right now, it's mostly sunny right now, and our temperature is 69 degrees at 7:15. But they are looking for a possibility of some... Actually, it's supposed to become clear tonight. The shower is supposed to be earlier, but now it's supposed to be clear, according to Brittany Merlot. Kind of caught me off guard there. I thought that there was a chance of showers tonight, but I am wrong. I like Brittany's forecast better. Also, bright and breezy tomorrow with a high of 70, but winds are supposed to be 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. And also on Mother's Day, high 82, but there are isolated showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon and evening. So if you want to get out with mom on that nice day, be sure to do it in the morning and early afternoon before it storms. Just want to let you know what's going on tomorrow if you're looking for something to do. There's plenty of stuff going on in the area. Just want to let you know that the USPS Letter Carriers Food Drive is being held tomorrow. You're supposed to simply place your non-perishable donations in a bag by your mailbox, and your local post office will deliver it to your local food pantry. Also going on tomorrow is the 2024 Eagle Township Spring Cleanup. That'll be held from 8 to noon. Attendance will be at the site during that time to assist. Any questions, please call board member Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988 or Dustin Gaudette at 608-574-8005. And also the 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market will be held tomorrow, and that'll be going on from 8 until 12:30.
It's a beautiful time of year to take a walk, and while you're walking, look around to perhaps find the Pine Valley Community Village Token. Yes, the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt will get underway next week. Listen for clues on where to look on WRCO Radio at 7:15 and during our morning show time around 9:30. Look for the token around Richland Center. It will not be hidden on private property. Find the token and you will earn over $600 in gift certificates, at least $150 in cash, in addition to gift baskets and other treasures. The Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt is made possible in part by these sponsors: Atatuts Floral, Auto Value, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Bindle Tire and Auto, Center Pharmacy, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Culver's in Richland Center, Darcy's Little Salon, Deanne's Designs, Philbeck Ford Chrysler, and Genuine Telecom, along with the Homesteader Store.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Baby, wear the dress I always dream about. still got something left. So come on, I take my hand, feel my heart, girl, understand. I got a thunder pounding in my chest. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. Of all grown around where I'll gently lay you down, and I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth, whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time to steal. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. Jeans, I watch you fall fast asleep in this small town sky, fade from black to blue. No apathy from my eye, but you'll never know, cause darling, I'll smile as I wave goodbye to you. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time.
My mind, when it all becomes too much. comes too much. You never far behind, and there's no one that comes close to you could ever take your place. 'Cause only you can love me this way.
Shouldn't have played that good. I got carried away and let the music go to my head. Well, she shouldn't have worn that dress the way it curled around when she was spinning. Just kill me dead. My heart began to tell my body and my soul that it had gotten in the mood to lose control. Oh no, when did neon light turn into moon glow? When did that jukebox turn to a rainbow? I'm about to give in to this urge. One more slow style over here, much less burn. But as we floated across the floor, all at once I flashed right past the point. Oh, no return. And when we said goodnight, the sun was on the rise. Any stars that hadn't set had fallen in my eyes. Oh no, when did neon light turn into moon glow? When did that jukebox turn to a rainbow? I'm about to give in to this urge. One more slow.
At the bar, stayed out too late and went a little too far. All but waking up with you on my chest, I had a pounding heart, an aching head. regret. Well, who knows, we might go down in flames. Then again, I might just change your name. If we're wrong or right, all I know is I don't want to be alone tonight. Who knows, we might go down in flames. Then again, I might just change your name.
The first annual Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th. WRCO invites one and all to be a part of the 5K or 10K, the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile run walk, or stop by and watch the special Firefighters Challenge as well. You can register for the event at walkwithgrace.com. Check out more at that website, and we'll see you on the 18th for the Race for Grace. Help fight cancer with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax-deductible and much appreciated.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, then partly cloudy, a low of 44. North to northwest winds around 5. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 69. Northwest winds at 12 to 22. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 45. Sunday, 79 with a 50% chance of nighttime showers. Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and a high of 72.
Thank you.
come from the wrong side of the tracks, but she liked holding his hand. It came to pass one Sunday, and he was rolling in a coupe de ville. Said it's time to ride outside the city limits, down through the cotton fields. Oh, down through the cotton fields. The kind of man mama told me not to chase. Southern soul will lead you far from home, grace. The good book says don't. She said I followed desire straight through the fire just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. The kind of man mama told me not to chase. Southern soul will lead you far from home, grace. Good books is done.
Nobody's feelings when I tell them you just disappeared. The same, maybe he skipped town again. Maybe he's running around again. Or maybe he got what was coming to him, but only I know. Oh, I know. Cause I dug a hole about 6 feet deep. Make sure that you don't ever come back. I burned your clothes and tossed the keys. Make sure that you don't ever come back. Now everybody. just enough is enough.
Sweet little honey, gonna rock my world. Don't tell me that I'm dreaming, that she doesn't exist. I got a picture in my mind of what I'm looking to find, and she looks like this. She drinks beer, she shoots pool, she thinks my old truck is cool. She got long brown hair and a pretty pair of blue eyes. She wears jeans and cowboy boots, she likes boys with tattoos. Make a good living with a hammer in his hand. Who can get a little rowdy on a Saturday night? Drag it off to church on Sunday morning and get right. Get right! She drinks beer, she shoots pool, she thinks my old truck is cool. She got a long brown hair and a pretty pair of blue eyes. She wears jeans and cowboy boots, she likes boys with tattoos.
Chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Get to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way my tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I hope you're making plans for Saturday nights. Those were the days, just like we used to on the old barn phone. That was our social networking back in the day.
I'll be over to pick you up in the farm truck, but don't wear anything too nice because the top of the grease gun came off and it shot grease all over the passenger seat.
Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night. We'll take it back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in May of 1970 with some great tunes coming off the chart this week and back to the airwaves of WRCO. Those were the days show is sponsored by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and Jay's Power Center. Saturday night between 6 and midnight. Join us for Those Were the Days right here.
WRCO 100.9.
Guitar in a West Texas bar. She walked up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears and put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I'd just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bone busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Everybody say hallelujah and roll away the stone. Tap your shoes among the blues to some old drinking song. Let's all think, oh hey, as he wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival. Quench our thirst, turn the water into wine in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go to church.
Make a call. conversations.